quickly review last week's just the masculine, and then we'll talk about tonight's case. Last week we talked about finding something where it's rov akum. Right, that's another heter to keep an object you find if most of the people in that area are in akum, if because they live there or they pass by there. We gave the example of a mandomin parking lot, Harlem, a place where it's mostly akum. So halacha is, even if you find something that has a siman, it has clear identifying marks on it, you're allowed to keep it, because first of all, it's a good chance it fell from an akum, and even if it fell from a Jew, the Jew will certainly give up hope of ever recovering it, because he knows he lost it in a place where the people don't know about the halachas of Hashamas Aveda, and there's no way they will get it back. The only possible exception to that, we said, was if you found something that it could be the owner does not realize he lost it yet, and you can tell that it belonged to a Jew, it has Hebrew writing on it, you could tell it belonged to a Jew, and it's something that he might not know he lost, so in that case, you would, since it has a siman, you'd have to try to find the owner. Then, of course, there's a nimish or zedin. If it has his name and phone number, there's always a nimish or zedin to return it to that owner. So that was a heter, finding in a place where it's rov akum. We said a similar halakha would be if it's a place where it's rov, even though it's mostly Jews, but they're not shomrei mitzvahs. So there also, even if it has a siman, if you know that the owner was aware of the fact that he lost it already, we'll see tonight cases where we can assume that the owner knows he lost it, even though it was lost in a Jewish neighborhood, Owings Mills, or Pikesville, in a place where most of the Jews, Bavanasin and Rabin, don't keep halachas of Hashem's Aveda. There also, the owner is miyayish, because he says, even though it has a siman, but how are they going to know to find me? And they don't know the halachas, and he gives up hope of ever recovering it. If you find it in a neighborhood where most of the people are from, or an apartment building where most of the people are from, so there, since it has a siman, you certainly have to return it. And there we said, even if it belongs to an akum, there could be a chilul Hashem if you don't return it. And the Shulchan Aruch says you have to return it even to an akum. You can tell it's an akum's name. You still have to return it to him in such a situation. Okay, so that's once again a heter called rov akum, and that applies to even an object that has a siman. Tonight we're going to talk about cases where you can keep things even if you found them in a place where it's mostly Jewish, where it's mostly from Jews, and that's the case that we're talking about. For example, you find money. Right? If you find money in a Jewish neighborhood, in a frum neighborhood, frum apartment building, on Yeshiva Lane, you find money over there in the parking lot, or in front of you find money in front of the Aguda parking lot. Right? It's not something that, if it has a siman, so then we said last week you certainly have to return it. But here you found money that does not have a siman in that parking lot. So we want to know, under what circumstances are you allowed to keep it, and under what circumstances may you not keep it. Right, that's tonight's issue. So let's see the Gemara. We'll see the Gemaras first, and then we'll cover all these issues. There is more help. Okay, so this is the Gemara we've spoken about. We're still not going to see the main sukkah of Yish Lamidas, but there is that famous machlokas between Rava and Abaya. Rava holds, right, once again, if the owner gave up hope of ever recovering his object, the halacha is you're allowed to keep that object because it's like hefker, a certain form of hefker. It's not exactly hefker, but it's a certain form of hefker who gives up hope of ever recovering it. So the Torah says you're allowed to keep it under those circumstances. The question is, in the Gemara, what happens if he doesn't know he lost it yet? It's something that if he had known he had lost it, he certainly would give up hope on it, because there's no siman, there's no way of ever identifying it, and he certainly would give up hope, but he doesn't know he lost it yet. Yish Lamidas, it's Yish that he doesn't know about yet. Yish about something he doesn't know he lost yet. What's the halacha? So Rava says it counts. As long as he lost something that if he had known he had lost it, he would certainly have given up hope of recovering it. That's called Yiyush, and he's allowed, and you're allowed to keep it if you find it. And Abaya says Yiyush Shalemidas is not Yiyush. That doesn't count as Yiyush. I think there's some. Are there any more back there? Okay, so Yiyush Shalemidas is not Yiyush according to Abaya, and you're not allowed to. It's Beisur Abayayadi. Since you picked it up before he had given up hope, you're not allowed to keep it. You have to try to find the owner. So the Gemara brings a series of proofs back and forth, and we're going to deal with a few proofs the Gemara wants to bring to try to support Rava's position. And we really hold like Abaya, so the Gemara's answers to defend Abaya come out the halacha. They come out the way we paskin. So the Gemara first wants to bring a raya from different cases of the Mishnah. The first Mishnah in the Perek, it says, Tashma, Mos Mufuzaros. The Mishnah lists a lot of things you're allowed to keep. And the first thing, one of the things it lists is Mos Mufuzaros, money that's scattered. Scattered money where there's no way of identifying the owner. It's not piled up in a certain way, it's not bound together, it's not in a wallet with a simon on it. It's just money scattered. So the Mishnah says you're allowed to keep it. Perfected Gemara, why are you allowed to keep it? The owner doesn't know that he lost it. So right now, at this point, he hasn't been miyayish. Even though when he remembers, when he gets home and he finds out that he lost it, he'll sit down and say, oh, you lost that money, I'll never find it again. He gives up hope. But at this point in time, he hasn't given up hope yet. So still the Mishnah says you're allowed to keep it. That's Raya to Rava. That proves that Rava is correct. So Gemara says, Hasam Nami. There also, Rav Yitzchak says the halacha another place. The Gemara quotes him here. Rav Yitzchak. We can defend Abaya with Rav Yitzchak's statement to Amr because he said, Adam also the mashmish bekisa v'chol shah v'shah. A person feels his pocket, his wallet, at all times to make sure his money's still there. He's nervous about his money. He's always touching his money. So since a person is always touching his money, so hachanami here also, Adam also the mashmish bekisa v'chol shah v'shah. Since a person is feeling his wallet all the time to make sure all the money is there, so we can assume that he found out very quickly that he had lost it. And the minute he finds out that he lost it, he gives up hope of ever finding it, because where is he going to find money? It's to be anywhere, and no one's going to ever return it to him because it has no simon. So he gives up hope right away. The Gemara tries a second proof to support Rava. Tashma, Igulei Deveila. The Mishnah said, if you have cakes of pressed figs, Ikikar Shanachta, mass produced loaves of bread from a baker, a professional baker, they all look the same. Since there's no simon, Harei Elishala, you're allowed to keep them. So, back the Gemara, Mai, why should you be allowed to keep them according to Abaye? Vahalayadad and Ophame, the owner doesn't know that he lost them. So, that seems to be a proof to Rava. So, the Gemara says, that's no Rai, Hasanam, there also. Agad the Akiri, since they're heavy, made a yadavu, the owner knows that he lost them, and therefore, when the person finds them, we can assume that the owner had already known he had lost them and had given up hope. That's why Rashi understands that the Rush explains agav the yakiri. He says since they're expensive, they're important to him. Some because it's food items that makes it important, but whatever the reason is, it's something that the owner will know immediately that he lost it, and therefore that counts as Yush, and when you find it, you can assume that the owner had given up hope, so that's not kashan abaya either. Then the Gemara says another proof, Toshma, Roshana shall argoman harayishalav, you find tons of purple wool, which are also mass produced, you're allowed to keep them, but my, why can you keep my layodim and often he doesn't know he lost them also. Awesome. Now they're also Haga the Chashiv, since they're valuable, they're expensive, mashmushim and mashmishmahu. The person's always checking to see if he still has them. With Rav Yisrael said, by money, anything that's expensive, we can assume that the owner has awareness of being in his possession, and when he loses them, he knows that he lost them. So right away. So if you find these items, you're allowed to keep them. So since we pass like Abaya, that you're not allowed to keep something you find unless the owner is aware that he lost it beforehand, so these cases are all passing in Shulchan Aruch. You can read the Shulchan Aruch on the other side. Simon Reish Samach Gimel, actually Reish Samach Beis, Siv Gimel. im ein bo shum simen, if there's no simen on the object that you find, right? There's no simen, so we can assume now the owner gave up hope. Afil ben mekamen, not even a simen on a place where it was, huh? You depend? Mafilu. Mafilu bimakamas. It's not even a simon on the plagues.
No simon on it.
We're going to talk about that. Because shenika shalahu nafsham bekavana, and it's a way you should tell that it wasn't put there on purpose. Eladaref mafilu basham, it fell down. So imhu davashayet legeish nitmas shabaylu gishalami yakishenafu mimano. If it's something that you can assume that the owners immediately knew they lost it when it fell from them. Why? How would they know they lost it? Oh, machmas kov, either because of its weight, like we learned from the cases of Yulei Bevela. Oh, machmas chashivus, or because of its importance, like we learned from the Lashon HaShalal Gomer. Or v'tamin ha'yim mashmish ba'an, because of that he's always feeling to see if it's there. Umagish kishenofil, and he recognizes it, he notices it when it falls. So if it's something that has no simen, and you can assume that the owner realizes it right away that he lost it, the finder can keep it. Because he immediately gives up hope the moment he knows that it fell from him. Because there's no simon. So it came into the finder's possession in a permissible way. Since the owners have given up hope. If it's something that has a simon, so then certainly you can't keep it, or it's something that does not have a simon, but something that the owner doesn't know. He lost it right away, so that you're not allowed to keep. And in Shulchan Aruch, it continues, therefore, Hamotzim Osmos Muzarin, if you find scattered money, Vigulei Devela, Viki Karshan Achtam, mass produced breads or these cakes of figs, Hare'ilu Shaloh, you could keep them. Shevekol Eilu, because in all these cases, Nistama, Hiragisha, Abayla, Ben Ifilasam, we can assume that the owners felt it when they fell. The Kimshin Ben Simon, since he knows there's no simon on him, he gives up hope immediately. So based on the Shulchan Aruch, this is how it's different in last week's case. Over here, last week the heter was you found it in a place where most of the people are Akum. You found it in the Mandalman parking lot where they're all Akum. So there the owner, even if he's Jewish, gets up because how's he ever going to get it back? There's no way of recovering from people that don't know the halachas of Hashavas Aveda. This week we're learning that if it's something that doesn't have a simon, even if you found it in the Aguda parking lot, you found money in the Aguda parking lot, and the money is scattered, that there's no simon, it's not piled up in a way that there's a simon, so you're allowed to keep it. Or anything that the owner will realize that he lost right away, something of value, something that has weight to it, as long as it has no simon, you're allowed to keep it. Now, what's called a simon? And we'll, as the siman progresses, we'll talk more about simanim. But just a fact in it right now, we see from this Gemara that anything that there's more than one of is not a simon. As you say, you lost a size 18 yellow shirt. So that's no simon because there's a lot of size 18 yellow shirts. Now, if it's used, then you know there's a little tear at behind one button, and so then that might be a simon. But anything that there's more than one of, like this loaf of bread, because they're mass produced. So I lost a loaf of bread in the parking lot of the Aguda, so you know you figure who else lost a loaf of bread there. But since someone else might have lost it, and you find this loaf of bread, it doesn't pay to put up any sign that you found a loaf of bread because you know. But there's no simon there, so five people lost it. You have, someone told me that once, he announced something that he had found something that had no simon, and like five people came over to him, they all had lost it. So it doesn't help. There's something that has no simon, something that there's more than one of, has no simon, and the halacha is, if you find it, and this is the only condition, the only stipulation is, if you find it after the owner was assumed to have lost it, so then you're allowed to keep it without any compunctions. The only way it might be possible is if he comes, somehow he finds out, you start talking to him and how you found, you know, $1,000 in the parking lot, and then one day someone comes with two witnesses that he lost $1,000 that night in that part, you know, in the parking lot, so then that might be a way that you would end up losing it, but you don't have to...
Anyone have two witnesses that he
wasn't.
Okay, I'm just saying that. That's the only way. That's the only thing you can do. It's not so far-fetched, you know. They're in the car together, and he's, you know, they just went to the bank, and they get into the thing, and the two witnesses saw it fall out, and they forgot to tell him because they were eating the myron.
That's pretty far-fetched.
Yeah, right. So that's why if you find the money, you're allowed to keep it. Now, if the person says, even if you're from the Gemara, even if your name's on it, even if their name's on it, you know, you see a name on the money with a phone number, right? You don't have to call that person up and say, I found your money, because money is something that changes hands. So it could be that once he owned it, or once someone else was writing down someone's phone number on a name and phone number on the money, which I think is illegal. But then, he spent it, or he still had it, he lost it. So the fact that there's a name on the money is no simon. The only simon that there could be on money, they talk about it, might be a crack in a coin in a certain place. So that might be a simon. But generally, if you find money, there's no simon, and you're allowed to keep it because there's no money on there's no simon on that money. And why is that? So there's different reasons, right? In buying money, we say because everyone's always feeling their pockets and knowing how much money's in it, so that's why they immediately know when they lose it, and you pick it up, you found it after his years. Something that's heavy, they are immediately, what you know, they notice they lost it, and they turn around, they don't know where it is, and you know, it's a block away. So then you can take it off because they immediately felt it. Anything of value. I have one on the towards the bottom of the page. Did what postmen say nowadays are things that people are valuable that they think they lost. They say a pen. Other postmen say a Parker pen. But I think what they mean by a pen, I mean if you have one pen that you're carrying and you know you have your pen there because it's very important to you, so you know very soon that you lost your pen. Or a watch. But you feel something's missing off the end, you ever lost your watch. Like you feel pretty soon that you lost your watch. And then by women they say jewelry, earrings, they can know very soon that they lost that jewelry. Cigarettes, they say, right, they have in their pocket, I don't know, I guess they feel right away that they're missing something, right? They feel like they're missing something. Newspaper they're holding under their arm, and all of a sudden the newspaper's gone. So that's something that these folks can, I have them listed here, say those are things that people you can assume have lost. The people realize they lose them right away, and if you find them, you find a newspaper outside, even though it's a Jewish place in the parking lot there, you can keep it because there's many newspapers, many Yotzei Ne'emans, everyone buys it. So you can assume that you can, and there you know it's a Jew that lost it because we also buy the Yotzei Ne'eman. So then you can keep it, and that would apply, you know, certainly if it's in a Goyisha place, even though there you know that it belonged to a Jew, since it's something that these poskim are saying that we can assume they know right away that they lost, so that you can keep. What's something that you can assume that you have to be afraid that they did not lose? So I was thinking the case would be if you find outside in Borough Park or one of the film stores in Baltimore, you find a shirt still in its wrapper. Right? It's something someone had just bought, and it must have fallen out of the bag on the way to the car, and they don't realize they lost it until they get home, and they start unpacking, and they say, hey, where'd it go? So you find a shirt outside a store on 13th Avenue in Borough Park, or maybe in, you know, these the from places over here in those strips where there's mostly from people, if it's like that. So then, since we can assume it fell from a Jew, and it's mostly from Jews, so there, the person that lost it does not realize he lost it, so even though there's no simon on it, because there's a lot of them in the store, or even there's just two or three in the store, but there's no simon, it's not unique, it's brand new, fresh from the store, it's no different than a loaf of bread from the bakery. The bakery sells different types of things, but anything you buy from the bakery is not a simon. So then, you would not be able to keep it, because the owner didn't realize until he got home that he lost it, and even though it has no simon, you can't keep it. Okay, so anyway, what do you do if you see this loaf of bread, or this, well, loaf of bread we said people recognize right away, but what do we do if you find this shirt outside the Frum store that has no simon? I'm surprised that you find a shirt that has no simon outside the Frum store, what do you do with it? So it's a machlokas aposkim. Rabbi Yeager says, if you, the shayla is there any mitzvah at all of Hashavas Aveda here? Is there a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda on something that there's lechora no way to return? So Rabbi Yeager says, no. Right? There's no way to return it. So there's no mitzvah for you to pick it up, so you just leave it there. Right? You can't keep it because there's been no yish yet, but you don't have to pick it up to return it because there's no way of returning it. There's no sim, there's nothing to do. I found in your shirt outside Macy's, like that's not going to help. Well, a few people might have lost it. That's what Kager holds. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, no, you're supposed to, there is a fee of Shmira, you have to pick it up. And why? Because of this case, maybe he'll end up with witnesses that he can prove that he lost it. You know, there's no simon on it, but there might be Adam, there might be witnesses that he went shopping with some friends and they saw that, you know, something fell, they know what it was, and then they got, I don't know, whatever, you can have a case of witnesses. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to leave it there and you have to pick it up.
Then what do you do?
It's far fetched, but he's saying, but so there's a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, and here's an Aveda, and you have to do what you can.
So what do you end up doing with it?
You hold it until, what you end up doing is Ramosha, the third Ramosha says, what should you do? Of course, it's a machlokis. And there's a machlokis poskim, how to poskim, the contemporaries aren't sure what to do. Ramosha says, if you find something without a simon and you're not sure if it was before yish or not, so he says to me, you're mechuyev to take it. And we're going to learn later that certain items that you find, you have to take care of a certain amount of time until you're allowed to sell them. So he says at that time, you put it in your notebook that you found this thing and you could sell it or use it. And then you'll just have a list of things we're going to talk about having this notebook. It's going to be a very handy thing to have. To solve problems later on, but that would be a case over here. Ramosha says that you should pick it up and put it in your notebook after the time comes. You don't have to hold it anymore. What you should do with the mice is you ask a shayla. It's a machlokas haposkim.
What about time limits? Like in a shul, they'll sometimes have a sign saying anything which is left after 30 days.
Yeah, but this is in the street. There's no signs in the street. Now we're going to talk about it later. Then nowadays there are more hetterim that. You don't have to pick up things all the time, so I think based on those that we're going to learn about later, it wouldn't be so bad just to leave it there. But tonight I just want to say, we'll talk more about this in the future. Tonight we're talking about what you're allowed to keep, and this is a case where you cannot keep it. Like, what should you do with it? So we'll see. Some of folks will talk more in detail another time. But you cannot keep it if it's something that there's a reason to assume that he doesn't know he lost it yet. You can only keep it where you know, where it's reasonable to assume that he lost it. Now, that he knows he lost it. Now, even if in those cases where it's reasonable to assume that he knows he lost it, if he comes with the proof that he did not know about it, so that also helps for him. You know, if somehow he finds out that you found something and you assumed that it was money and he didn't know about it, but he proves that you assumed that he didn't know about it, and he comes with proof that he didn't know about it, some type of proof, or that he wasn't miyayish on it, that even though he knows he felt right away he lost it, but he's not being miyayish, so that could help also. We said it didn't help by zuto shoyan, with something that no one can recover. You know, like the sea sweeps it away. There we said, even though he's only bitzaveya, he's standing and crying, he's not miyayish, doesn't help. But we saw a lot of most poskim, or at least many poskim, said it's only there you don't say, but in cases where it's rov akum, or cases where we assume that he's miyayish, if he says he's not miyayish and he could prove that he's not miyayish, right, we don't trust him, but if he can prove he was not miyayish, so then he can recover it. Now, the big question that the poskim talk about, the contemporary poskim talk about, is it doesn't seem to be true. Right, this whole thing of finding money in the parking lot is based on the fact that everyone is always feeling their money, and you know exactly how much money you have in your pocket, and the minute you lose something, you know you lost it. And if you lost it, so...
Especially still.
You are miyayish right away, and the person that finds it after you're miyayish, and that's why he's allowed to keep it, because there's no sim and there's no way of recovering it, so that's why you should keep it. But that's the question the post can ask, that nowadays people don't see, and even they don't even care about coins so much. Like, do you know how many coins you have? Does anyone know any coins you have in your pocket right now? I know I don't have any, but so keep on. But people don't.
That's because of inflation. Coins are not worth
right.
what they were.
It could be because we don't care about money so much anymore, or it could be that we're more organized and we have wallets and they had purses. I don't know. But people don't seem to know how much money they have. And because of that, you know, at least a half a dozen of these modern sfarim, they all ask how we can keep money that we find nowadays. How can we keep it on the basis? Well, the owner knows immediately when he lost it. That he lost it, and he's miyayish right away because it has no sin in. People don't know when they lose money. It could be, and then this other service says there are things that we lose that we never know we lost. You know, we can lose a dollar, we can lose $10, $20, and never ever know that we lost it. But we have money in the thing, we pay for it over here, we pay over there, and we get home, there's something missing, it might have fallen out somewhere, but we never know how much money, a lot of people at least never know how much money they have.
I guess a lot of you
don't know how much money you have all the time, but a lot of people, especially if it's quarters, if it's change, you know, you're right, if it's $20 bills, you can keep track of it maybe, but if you have change, and Rav Moshe says that this halacha applies even to a coin, he talks, says even in Asimon, in Eretz Yisrael, right, that Asimon that has no simon, that we assume he's miyayish right away, it has no simon, and you're allowed to keep it. Right? People don't know if they lost an asimon or they lost a quarter.
So, answering the first kasha about money in general, there's a everyone brings this from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish apparently said that nowadays, even though the reason might not apply anymore, since the Gemara Paskin, that if you find money, you're allowed to keep it. So it's like hefker bes and hefker. The Gemara Paskin say you're allowed to keep money. It's like the courts, right? The Bezin Agadol, the Sanhedrin of Klai Yisrael Paskin that any money that people lose is no longer theirs, and whoever finds it can keep it. That's the Chazon Ish's Svara. It's taught by Chaim Kanievsky. That's the closest source that this Hashem was later to the Pasuk of Chaim Kanievsky. Who said he heard it from the Chazon Ish that that's a svara that it becomes hefker. Right, it's a little hard to hear because a lot of times, and you know, a lot of times, especially in Kosher Mishnah, we say even though the Gemara says a certain thing is an assumption, but nowadays that the facts aren't like that anymore, we have to go with the facts. Right here, the Gemara isn't making zeros akasas. The Gemara is not making takanas. The Gemara is saying examples of what do you do to answer this Mishnah that it shouldn't be a kasha and abaya. So you say, well, people in the times of the Gemara used to know exactly how much money they had, and because of that, they know that they lost it right away, and they give up hope of ever recovering it, and when you find it, you could keep it. But if you live in a place and a time where people don't know they lost money right away, what right do you have to say this whole thing and say, well, he lost right away, and therefore you could keep it because he knows he lost it and he gave up hope, right? You shouldn't be able to say that. So there's another svara that this Mishpat HaTishmaru says, based on his, he's the one that asks this kasha about there are things that you find that people never know they lost. Like there could be a change that people never know they lost it, or towels at the beach, towels at the mikvah, towels at the swimming pool, right? Do people realize how many towels they lost, and maybe one time when they see that there's a few missing, they might see that, but they don't know exactly how many they lost. They know they lost this one or that one, the blue one and the green one. Do they know what they lost? That's just kasha that he asks. So he says, a bit Yiddish, he says that it could be that when you, I this is the way I understand it, what he's saying, when you buy a dozen towels, and you know that over the course of the next few years, you're going to lose half of them, probably, and you won't know which ones or when because you're just putting in with the rest of them. So it's like an ongoing yiyush. It's an ongoing yiyush that whatever you lose from these things that are commonly lost, you've given up. Like maybe it's when you buy it with that condition that whenever you lose it, it's like you're a miyayish right away. I mean, some like sort of svara like that. And they say a similar svara, another svara from the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish says, like they talk about, suppose it's only a quarter. Like you, but you're feeling your thing, you know you have a lot of change. If it all fell out, you know, you lost it. But if one quarter falls out, would you really know you're missing one quarter? Would you know? So Chazon Ish says, it's enough if the fact that you, let's go back to the Gemara's assumption that people are always in their pockets feeling how much money they have. So the assumption is, when they know, when they feel the money they have in their pocket, they're willing to give up hope, to abandon any money that might have fallen out. This I know I have. Whatever that's not here, that I'm the Yaish, whether I know I lost it or I don't know I lost it. The fact that I'm always holding on to my money, I always know what I have, my watch, my pen, I always making sure they're there. So the fact that some of it fell out without me realizing doesn't make a difference, because by me holding it here, it's like I'm saying I'm a Yaish whenever's not here. He brings the Raya from Gemara. But that could be what a little bit what this Mishpatei Teshmeru is saying also, that if I look in the linen closet, I know these are my towels, and I know that I always lose some, and my silverware, I always know that there's some missing along the way somewhere. I'm a Yayish on it, because this I know I have. Whatever's not here, I'm a Yayish, because that's the day where things always get lost. So that might be a second approach, that even if nowadays we don't know, we don't keep our hands in our pockets all the time, right? That if we don't keep our hands in our pockets all the time, we don't know whether we lost the money right away. So first of all, we could say there's a hefker, there's an hefker of the first word of the Chazon Ish said. Once the Gemara paskins that money is something that people realize they lose right away, so you're allowed to keep it even if the teva changed, because that's the paskin that you're allowed to keep money that you find because it has no simon and people don't realize, and people realize right away. Or you could say this other svara that once whatever I know I have in money and these things get lost, I know I have, and whatever got lost, I'm a Yayish, even though I don't know that it got lost yet. It's some general Yayish that I have, some general Yayish, even though I don't know specifically that I lost a certain thing. So, those are the Svaras. Whether you like them or not, I mean, they're not so satisfying. So, but the Poskim do say, I think most Poskim say that you are allowed to keep the money. But I have over here two Eitzahs in case you feel a little bit nervous about it. Mishpatei HaTorah says, Rosh Pit says, if you're worried about it, right, should you rely on these svaras about money? So he says, okay, take it and use it. But put in your notebook, your Hashem HaZaveda notebook, the amount of money you found when you found it. So then, even if it comes up that the person shows up one day and he says, and then he has a proof that he wasn't the Yayish, or we can assume he wasn't the Yayish because nowadays people don't know about it. And until later, when he found out, a year later, he realized that he lost it and you found it in the meantime. So you'll return it then because you have it in your notebook and you'll return it to him. And most probably, he'll never show up, no one will ever show up. So you have nothing lost.
Technically, you're gone.
You're
gone.
Yeah, so you're not a goner because that's Allah. That Allah is like we saw, even if it's something that you're sure you took it for years, according to Rav Moshe, that's what you can do. And we'll learn the Gemara, even that it gets a certain amount of time when you don't have to watch anymore, you sell it and you can use it. And besides that, that's also, I don't want to get into this now, there's a machlokus. What happens if you, by Yish Lamidas, what happens if you did take it before the owner knew he found it? You really know you took it before he found it, like this shirt. What do you do now? And then, what do you do now? So the Rambam holds, the different ways of understanding, the Rambam says, if you hold it a couple weeks, then now you know that he lost it, so you're allowed to use it. That's what he seems to say. So they all ask, what's he mean? So it's not so simple, but Yishol Midas, what exactly you need to do. So first of all, I think he's relying on the fact that the Gemara does say, if you find the Shulchan Aruch does paskin, if you find money, you're allowed to keep it, because there's no simon. And we can assume that he knows he lost it right away. If you're nervous about it, so he says, put it down in your notebook, and that way you'll save that problem of maybe you made a mistake. The Pisvei Choshen is another Eitzah. This Eitzah is based on the Machlokes, but he says, you could do like this. Pick it up, but don't have in mind to make a kinyan on it yet. Don't, and you don't want to be a shomer. You don't want to be considered his the owner shomer. Pick it up with the condition that I'm quoting it for myself, unless by some miracle the owner comes with witnesses, then I'll give it to him. So in that case, it wasn't in your possession, the iser. The only problem, the only time that you have a problem is that it comes into your possession wrongly. Because he didn't give up hope yet, he still owns it, and you have it in your possession. Now you came into your possession wrongly, even though later he gives up hope, it doesn't help anymore because you got it wrongly. But over here, where when you pick it up, you have in mind that you don't want to make a kinyan on it, and you're just holding it in the meantime, and then you can wait a couple weeks and assume that by now he's probably given up hope, so then you can keep it. So you want to combine both things, so then put it in your notebook, you know, have this mind when you pick it up, and then put it in your notebook afterwards, and then you're really covering all the bases. So, summing up, last week we spoke about finding something with a siman. If you find something with a siman, you certainly have to return it, except there's a heter. We spoke about that if it's in a place where there's rov goyim, you're allowed to keep it. But even last week said, if it's something that you can tell it was lost by a Jew, because it has Hebrew letters as a way of knowing that it was lost from a Jew, and it's something that you're not sure that he knows that he lost yet, which be this case of a shirt and you see Hebrew letters on it, somehow he wrote his some initials on the thing he just bought from the store in Mandamin, so then that's the only case you'd have to return it, and there's a siman. Right, this week we're learning that if it's something that doesn't have a siman, then even if you find it in the Aguda parking lot, you find it in a place where most of the people are from Jews, if it's something that does not have a siman, you're allowed to pick it up and you're allowed to keep it, as long as it's something that you can assume that the owner has given up hope of ever finding it again, meaning that he knows he lost it, and since it has no siman, he knows that he'll never be able to recover it. So in that case, you're allowed to keep it. The cases given by Shulchan Aruch are the money, these expensive types of tons of silver, of purple wool. The cases given by the contemporary poskim are a watch. Right, if the watch has initials, so then it has a siman. We're talking just a regular Timex watch that you can buy in the store, something that anyone can buy, so that has no siman. So those you're allowed to keep. We talked about whether this halacha of money applies nowadays. The Chazon Ish says it does no matter what. Is that another svara? If you're nervous about it, so these two answers to have in mind when you pick it up that you don't want to make a kinyan, you're just holding it until he's miyayish, and then you want to make the kinyan, and then to be safe, to put it in your pinkas, put it in your notebook, your Shavuos Aveda notebook, that you found so much money at such and such a place, and that day, that if he ever brings witnesses, you'll be glad to return it to him, and that way you've covered all bases.